Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's a chimney and I'm sliding right down because I'm Santa and I'm coming to town. I'm bringing some presents and taking some back because kids get naughty when their moms smoke crack. It's Pistol Shrimps Radio. My name's Matt Gorley.
Ho, ho, ho. I have a machine gun. This is Mark McConville. The stockings have been hung by the chimney with care. Sugar plums are dancing around. There's a real sense of ribbons just feeling around boxes.
I in my kerchief and Ma in her cap. You ever been in a kerchief?
Just the once.
What was it like? Was it like a first-class kerchief?
No, it was a burlap kerchief, so it was a real scratch around.
Yeah, that's a head chafer, to be sure.
That was a holiday weekend of fingernail activity.
Fingernails on the chalkboard. My name's Matt Gorley, as aforely mentioned.
And I'm Mark McConville, as all of you know.
Beforely mentioned. Now, here's what we do here, and this is why you're listening. This is a women's rec league basketball game. In this game is the Pistol Shrimps team. We're the Pistol Shrimps radio callers who do sports play-by-play, talking about what they do as it happens on the field.
We're in the city of Los Angeles, California, at a location known as Lake Street Gymnasium.
It's Tuesday, May the 15th. I believe it's an Ides of May.
Sure is. That's every month has its own Ides, and You can look that up on zodiac.jiv. Tonight's opponent, the Slam Drunks.
That's right. I've been gone for 2 weeks. I've been away from the country.
You were in a different time zone, Matt. Were you in the central time zone?
And jet lag's just hitting me, Mark. So
a week later.
Yeah, that's what happens to me for some reason. Seriously, I don't know why. But listen, that doesn't mean I'm not here and I'm in it to at least break even with it. Yeah.
Well, there's only two Slam Drunks here present tonight. Most of the Pistol Shrimps have shown up.
Yeah.
We got a lot of action here tonight, Matt, for the big basketball game. Shrimps are 5-1 on the season. They have one loss and five wins.
I love to hear it. It feels like the old days. Mark, we come back reinvigorated. We eat the air, promise crammed. In fact, we got here so early that we did an Instagram live video, which you can check out on my Instagram, where we actually took video callers.
Which was real stupid because it's so loud in here, you can't hear a goddamn thing that anybody's saying off of your phone speakers.
Which virtually assures we'll do it again next week.
And probably right after the game.
That's right. But the week after that, there will not be regular Shrimps play call by call because, Mark, tell the winners where we'll be.
Matt and I will be taking Pistol Shrimps Radio on the road. We'll be in the nation's capital, Washington, Delaware, California.
That's
what DC stands for,
it
I believe.
It sure does. Yeah, for Denver.
For the Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee.
That's right. No shit. Someone thought it was a good idea to have us do our version of calling that spelling bee. So we're going to do some lead-up recordings where we talk to people involved with the whole match, and we talk to some kids, whether they spell or not. We'll do a little tourism, and then it all culminate with, I think it's a Sunday, with the final two-hour spelling bee.
Well, on Sunday?
Is it not on a Sunday?
I think it's on Thursday night.
Oh, what are days?
Days are the seven things in the week.
That you meet in heaven?
Sure. Well, we're excited to do it. I did have a conversation at one point with Matt where I said, we're going to have to watch our mouths when we go do this thing. And they said, just do whatever you guys do, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, I think we'll police ourselves a little bit.
Yeah, we're looking at a PG-13 thing, I think, probably. But tonight, it's as dirty as it gets on Pistol Shrimps Radio after dark before the sun goes down.
For instance, balls. Also, we're going to plan to do a little meetup there. If you are a fan or listener or a friend of Pistol Shrimps Radio or Super Ego or I Was There Too or what else do we do? I don't even remember at this point.
Look, if you're my cousin Liz, who lives in Washington, D.C., you can come on down. We'll figure out where that'll be, and we'll watch, put it all together.
Yeah, watch our Twitters or wherever we do these things, and we'll find a place and a time. Maybe you could suggest a good place in the general. I say we go to the Watergate Hotel, and then we stage a break-in.
You want to record it?
Oh, God, I would. Do they have a bar at the Watergate Hotel? That would be a good place. It's probably some, like, Oak-lined, real expensive thing where you
They probably only serve water.
Why?
The one time I was, because it's the Watergate Hotel. The one time I was in Washington, D.C., I stayed at the Hay Adams Hotel one night, and I went to a Washington Nationals game. My wife and I went, and we were that bar's nice. The Hay Adams, maybe that's where we go.
Okay.
That's a nice bar.
I love the name of
in the basement.
Hay Adams.
It's right by the White
House.
It's right next to the White House.
Really?
But when we were sitting having a drink and eating the delicious sort of like trail mixy, that bar mix that they have.
Oh, let me tell you something about
delicious.
That.
We're sitting there, and then a guy just in full colonial regalia comes in, and he was given a haunted Washington tour.
I love it. In that bar?
No, he was...
He was on break?
I think he brought his tour group in for the final stop to go have a cocktail at the Hay Adams.
Well, now, as you know, I was in Switzerland these past couple of weeks.
Is that where you were?
I was. And we went to a bar where they had one of those mixes, and they had, like, dried coconut cubes in that, in that mix of, like, nuts. And it was
any
really
spice
good.
To it, or was it sweet?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
This is your bar mix review.
Enough about us. Let's talk about us calling basketball. Tonight, the Pistol Shrimps are huddling up with a referee that, no offense to him, he looks like he might be 15.
He really does. He probably plays circles around you in that new video game that everyone's playing.
Oh, Red Dead Redemption
2?
Which one are you talking about, Yanny and Laurel?
What? No, there's one called
Xbox?
Like Lord Squake or something like that.
That's the one.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, Dogs of Quake.
Now I do want to look up what it is.
Well, I'm going to run through the Pistol Shrimps team lineup for tonight while Mark abandons me and does something irrelevant to the show. We've got Molly Halty Hockey, Ingrid Maboogie Googie, Maria Basucci, Lamanda Dunn, Tabby Levy Keach. No relation to Stacy Levy Keach. Kelly Valen Keach. We got Vup 450, Melissa Stetton, and Jedzy Tumpas. Uh-oh, I'm only half Coob. And joining us here tonight, better late than never, Stephen Bridle providing courtside sketches. Here comes my wife as usual. I've got to hold her wedding ring, which fills me with like a dread that she can't imagine. I'm so afraid I'm going to lose this thing.
You want to put it in
my... It won't fit on me.
You want to put it in my pocket with this dog treat?
Yeah, maybe.
I've been walking around with a dog treat in my pocket all day.
I'll put it in... are these... These are... Oh, yeah, three. What you got?
Now, Steven's here. He's been doing some artwork.
Oh,
he's our courtside stenographer.
Amanda the Jill Masterson Golden Girl pop movies.
For your birthday.
Oh, look at that.
Can I explain why I'm giving your wife a gift?
I'd rather you didn't. The mystery turns me on.
No, man. It was her birthday, like, a couple days ago, and I was shopping, and I saw this straight away. And I thought, for $8, it's a little token of, like, hey, I was thinking of you.
That's nice. That's the best way to buy a gift. You see
a gift.
You see a thing you can buy for somebody, go ahead and buy it for them.
Especially if it's pleasing for the husband as well. All right, game action is about to begin, and so here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about this. This is the thing. You can't see it, but we will tell you what's happening.
You're hearing a ball bounce. That's the referee getting ready to start tonight's basketball game.
And I feel like it's time to tip off.
It is.
And that's the pop top. Jesse Thomas with a long pass down to Vup 450, 450 into Han, Ingrid Boogie Mawala, and she puts it in for 2 points.
Boogie Mawala with the score.
Boogie Mawala. Hey, do you think they say Maboogie in the new Han Solo movie out May 25th?
As soon as they finish the Kessel run, I bet they do. Stolen by
Melissa
Jesse Stetton.
Thomas, fast break. She does a fake out and a... hook shot
and a stakeout. Oh, Vup 450 with the steal. This is problematic right away for the
we've got the wrong colors. Teams are wearing the wrong colors here. This is stupid.
They're still waiting on new jerseys. I think there was not only new jerseys, but some Rhode Islands too. That was a worthy joke for me to pause
what I'm
and
saying
forget
to
what
you
I was
is
gonna say.
The Slam Drunks are in black jerseys with black shorts. The Shrimps are in red. Why wouldn't the Shrimps be wearing their light white jerseys?
I think they don't
jerseys?
Have enough whites for the new people, so that's why VUP 450 is wearing maroon, which
but
is
the
right
maroon,
in the middle of black and red.
The maroon might as well be black.
Yeah, it's dark maroon.
It's tough to tell anyway.
This is what we're saying. We'll explain what's happening. I feel like this is the first episode of Pistol Shrimps Radio where you finally understand what we're doing here.
Welcome, Matt.
Yeah. Welcome. Oh, it's time for free throw scriptures. Bible head came down from the Cave of Wonders where Aladdin and Jasmine had really been making a little one, and all of their curly cued shoes were in the yard sale basket. Mark, take the scripture away.
Apu had been studying with his Rosetta Stone DVDs, trying in vain to learn Danish, his simian tongue unable to form the vowel sounds.
And Jafar matched his curly beard to his curly shoes and then watched Curly Sue this Sunday night on Fox Basket videos.
6-0 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. Slam Drunks dressed in black on the attack. Intercepted pass by Tally Levy Crouch. Passes over to Jesse Thomas. Pistol Shrimps rule.
That's right. 17 minutes left on the clock. It's closer to 18 minutes, but the number 17 precedes it, but it's really 17:55. Now, again, I'm describing what I'm seeing here tonight. I hope that that's clear.
Yep, and I gotta write something down here. Let's see. The Slam Drunks are passing around. They're just going to step and shoot.
Ooh, long shot.
Beautiful looking
ain't
shot.
Ain't going to happen, though.
No
ain't
good.
Ain't going to happen. See, what we're doing is we're practicing calling what we see and what we hear because, once again, it was someone's wise idea to send us to our nation's capital to call the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
An event with far less action than a basketball game.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of just standing and thinking about if there's a P in a word.
Yeah, and a lot of kids who have probably been parented too hard.
Or not enough. Maybe they were raised by the dictionary, some of these kids.
I doubt that. Mom, leave me alone. I just want to spell.
Mom, I'm working on the S's. There's a lot of words that start with S.
Ooh.
Hook shot, no good. Slam Drunks.
Up 450 with the rebound off to Thomas. Thomas with a run down the court. She's got two drunks on her. And there's a toot-toot from Junior Doogie McRef.
So we got an inbound pass here coming from the Pistol Shrimps. From the Pistol Shrimps Corrections Department. Oh, long shot from Jesse Thomas. No good.
6-0 here. Shrimps looking good. It's been a strong season for these are Shrimps. Ain't that right, Mark?
That's right, Matt. Slam Drunk have the ball right now. They're passing around. They're trying to get a bucket here. They need some points.
It's not going to happen, but I'm already excited because Steven's already just going away on parented too hard.
Guys drawing like crazy.
Just fine. Oh, this is the greatest idea we ever had. It's really put some life back into this stale, dead show.
Now, Steven, I do have to tell you at one point, we're going to have to figure out how you can get me some square images when you send those over because I'm a Luddite who can barely figure out how my phone works.
Well, they don't have to be square, but they have to be a certain aspect ratio because Instagram will kick those out.
I'm already out of my element, man.
I love the little frame things you're putting on.
Yeah, that's
good
stuff.
Just the game here has been stepped up to just...
We've kind of stalled out here. It's 6-0 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps as the Slam Drunks have the ball. They're going to pass long pass over into the corner. 92 has the ball. She's swarmed by Pistol Shrimps, but she's going to score. 6-2 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
The Drunks get on the board.
Now, I have to make this correction. We had a correction department. Last week, we celebrated the birthday of George Clooney, who turned 57.
Yeah.
2 days before the podcast, I looked up the wrong date, and all podcast long with our guest Steve Agee, we were celebrating George Clooney's birthday.
It's too bad.
48 hours after it actually happened.
Oh, man.
And that's a Pistol Shrimps correction.
Let's celebrate 48 hours, the Walter Hill film.
You got it.
Also, from the corrections department, I understand that we said that we only had The Spy Who Loved Me and the Daniel Craig films left to watch for James Bonney, but we forgot we have Dr. No as well. So,
well, you should have Dr. Known that, Matt. Shot inside.
Which podcast is this?
I'm not sure. We got a pass over here. Slam Drunks
have
the ball
again. We got a pass
again.
Over here. We got an Easter there. I mean, holiday's going crazy on the field. Uh-oh.
Welcome to Levon's Holiday Mart.
Levon sells cartoon balloons downtown.
He does?
Yeah. Jesus! Birthed gold Venus.
Is that a Bernie Taupin lyric right there?
It's gotta be.
That guy sucks. And
really?
Let me tell you why.
Yeah?
That song, Your Song?
Yeah.
It's got
song?
A lyric, if I were a salesman, but then again, no.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're right.
Shoot yourself off of a building like a human cannonball. That is awful.
If I was a carpenter and you were my lady.
You know, what have we dove into here?
Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
Who's this?
I don't know, but Robert Plant covered it in the 90s.
The best quality Robert Plant comes from the year 1991.
I'll tell you what, everyone, in fact, I'm making a prediction. This is the new Downeaster Alexa. Look up 29 Palms by Robert Plant. Oh, he's so good.
And now, yeah, he was great in a band called Led Zeppelin.
Never heard of him.
Jesus Christ.
But look up 29 Palms by Robert Plant, and you got to give it like, maybe give it like 100 listens, and then it'll start to get really good.
And go ahead and look up 30 Psalms by Robert Vegetable.
And on the 30th Psalm, David played his little lute shit and decided to have a breakup with his mom bride.
He had to restring his instrument, for it was born in the sign of Latarius.
And Gullet the alligator boy decided skin problems weren't the worst of his worries, for he had tooth pockets to differentiate himself from a crocodile.
9-2 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. Tally Levy Crouch passes to Hanma Boogie, who passes to Thomas. Shots away. Looked good. Didn't
shots
go in.
Shots away.
Pass
I'm
again.
Just a shot away.
Thomas
yeah.
is going to try again.
Oh, there it is. 2 points. That'll put it 11-2 for these hour shrimps. 12:30 left on the clock. It's a rollicking game of American basketball here tonight.
You want to write into the show? It's pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. We've got a nice subject line here. Loose meat sandwich.
I'm in.
Apparently, Roseanne on the show, Roseanne, ran a loose meat sandwich restaurant, and that's something Steve Agee brought up.
Oh, really?
And I clearly never watched the original Roseanne because I had no idea what he was talking about. Apparently, there was a loose meat sandwich restaurant. This woman writes in.
Why would you ever sell anything called loose meat?
Writing in to illuminate loose meat sandwiches, I guess. This is from Lynn Weiberg. I moved to Iowa a couple of years ago. I'm now safely back in boring Utah. And everyone told me to eat at Made Right to have a loose meat sandwich. Much to my chagrin, it was essentially a broken hamburger. Mm. A sloppy Joe with no slop.
Oh, that sounds good.
-3 out of 10. The Midwest is bullshit.
You know, in Switzerland, they eat horse.
On the regular?
On the like specialty.
On the Downeaster regular?
Oh, now we're talking.
I got Downeaster regular because I ate some jalapeno poppers at a casino on Sunday night, and that's a true story.
29 pounds. I feel the heat of your desert heart.
Up 450 with a score.
Taking me back down the road that leads back to... No, seriously, listen to that song 10 times and tell me you don't love it.
Is that on the Alison Krauss record, the Raising
Sam
thing?
No, it's well before any of that.
So it's when his hair was just real weird.
Like super long and super curly. Well, yeah. It always is. Oh, there's a three-pointer
nice
for the Slam Drunks.
The Slam Drunks.
Good. It's 5-14 here with just about 11 minutes left in all of our lives.
I didn't know this was a doomsday clock for all of humanity, but apparently it is.
It sure is.
Live it up while you can.
Why did you go to a casino on a dare?
No, Our buddy had lost his mom. It was Mother's Day. He lost his mom recently,
oh, no.
And she was a big casino lady. She liked going to the casino, and he was sort of joking about it, and we called his bluff and just drove
That's
our friend
good.
Out to the casino.
That's good friendship.
We had a hell of a time. We ate disgusting food.
What casino? The one off the 5?
No, we went to San Manuel. A little shout out to San Manuel.
What's
it's in San Berdue. A little San Bernino.
Oh, sure.
San Bernardino.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
oh,
very
three
nice.
More points, is it? I believe it. Now, I don't want to talk out of turns, but it looks like these Slam Dunks are getting a little bit of grease back.
Is it Slam Dunks or Drunks?
Oh, I don't know.
Hopefully they're drunk.
10 minutes left on the clock.
Seems to make basketball better to me, anyway.
KV Val and Amanda Funbuns Lund on
Lund
the court.
Checked in.
That's
Look at
right.
that.
Yep.
Well, Matt, I have to tell you, I did play some roulette, and I did put a couple
oh, yeah.
of...
I saw
I put a thing down
that.
On red 5, and it hit.
Again. You want to tell the story about...
Matt and I were on a cruise ship for a job once, and they had a little casino, and we went up, and I said, let's put some money on that roulette table, and I picked my numbers, and our friend Rebecca picked her numbers. I said, Matt, where do you want to put one? He said, well, Luke Skywalker's red 5.
You got to do it.
put it on red five and it hit.
Right. Then what happened?
At the time, I didn't know when you win, they put the marker on your chip and they don't take the chip off of the number.
Yeah.
So I left it on there and it hit again. It hit two times in a row.
It hit three times in a row, but you took your money off.
That's right, because I was scared.
It literally hit three times in a row.
I was scared of it. And that makes me think it was rigged.
If you're listening to me, that always put your money there because it never doesn't become that.
Yeah, roulette should be called red five, and here we are with free throws.
It's time for the dustiest path is the one through the camel's eye, and a needle does go to heaven with Eye of the Needle, the movie starring an actor or two.
Luther, the shopkeeper, had closed up early so that he could go home to have a loose meat sandwich on his wife.
And a tight beet hamwich with his life.
No one ever saw him go home, so he had an airtight alibi for the garbage he was about to do to himself.
And Lot and his wife had an anchor baby named Salt Lick and just said, why not cut out the middleman and turn the baby to salt, because mommy's going to do some bad things. And what do you mean, Mom? Well, I'm just going to look. Sinner.
Thomas had the ball. She was doing a lot of nifty dribbling, but that didn't work out so well. 92
drunk's
with
taking
the shot.
More three-pointers. Ha, ha, ha. Marty.
Matt trying to just yell at his wife during the game. Nah, why not?
Marty, we got to remember to turn off the coffee. Oh, shit, I did leave a window open.
You did?
Yeah.
But you know that for sure?
Yeah, two. It's high. They're high enough that I don't think
Marty. Marty, my flux capacitor has got deluxe.
Marty!
Marty!
How do you think Christopher Lloyd's doing tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah, I think he's doing pretty good Tuesday night for Chris Lloyd.
I think he's watching Vegas Vacation and listening to 29 Palms by Robert Plant.
God, I hope that's what he's doing. Amanda Fun Buns with some stern defense.
That's right. Howard
Bob
Stern
Bob Bowie.
Defense. Mm-hmm. Molly
nice
Hockey on the field. Both of her parents are here tonight.
Was that right?
That's right.
She. Fun fact about Molly Hockey's mom. She did the Mean Joe Green commercial with the Coke.
Yeah, that's
where
right.
The kid has a jersey and then he doesn't have a towel or something like that.
Something
we
like
should
that
ask her about yeah it anyway.
I've been to their farm in upstate New York and it's just a magical place.
Did you pick your own goat?
I did. Right out of the ground.
Choose your own goat.
She was art director.
Okay, so well, she's involved in the goddamn thing.
Steven is giving us notes.
Well, Steven would know. All right, we got a sub in here for the Slam Drunk team. And the Pistol Shrimps are going to do something here. Ooh, inbound pass stolen, but not forever.
Ooh, two more points for the Drunks. That makes it 11-14 here.
Cortero with a bucket there.
6:23 left on the doomsday clock. We're here at Lake Street Gym. And are we in Echo Park? Echo Lake?
I feel like this is just Los Angeles.
Is it?
I mean, Echo Park's just north of us.
Echo 2 to Echo 4. I've found them. Repeat. I've found them.
Well, Blasucci with a very strange play there, and then she's going to try to get the bucket again, and she can't do it.
Number 5 of the Drunks is who I just said.
Lund with some defense there again. Off the front rim, no good. Number 2 for the Drunks has the ball, surrounded by Shrimps.
Three-pointer
shot
popped up, and it's in. Good. Oh, boy. That makes it all tides up.
I'm tongue-tied so much,
all
so.
All tides up.
I can't even believe this.
Yeah.
Matt.
What?
What the hell?
Me?
They started out so hot.
I
no.
Know.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
Well, they got to get a spanking to get back on top.
Looked like a attempted pass there from Thomas, and now
fast
92
break
is going right into the bucket.
Whoa.
No good.
That was all hers to have. That was a basketball shot that I can't describe. Somehow went the opposite way.
I think Hanma Boogie blocked that shot.
I think she did. She's good at that.
She tries to take the ball inside and can't do it. So the
she's good at that. At that.
The big Star Wars thing that walks around.
Oh.
And at that. At that. How do you pronounce that?
When it's at at.
It's not AT-AT.
Well, also I know
people
this is
say
a,
that.
Yeah.
I don't like
people
that.
People can go.
It's an
at at. Right, because it's also a TIE fighter, not a TIE fighter.
Yeah, and it's Luke Skywalker, not Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, and it's Kazik, not Kazzhkk.
shrimps with the ball. They'll try to get a bucket. They can't do it. KV Fallon? No. Yep. That's Staten with the ball. Passes to Thomas. Thomas inside. No good. Tally Levy Crouch tries to steal the ball. Can't do it.
Ooh, long, hard pass down court to the Drunks. Will pop it up for a bank shot. 2 points. That means the Drunk takes the lead, and the Shrimps take the bleed.
We got a timeout over here by the Pistol Shrimps. They're sick of the shit.
They got to regroup. Do they have a coach tonight?
No coach tonight.
Oh, looks like I better get out there.
Matt,
all right, girls.
We're going to coach from here. Well, Matt, this is a nice little email here from a fellow named Aaron Sutherland. Hey, my boogies. My name's Aaron. I work as an ADR mixer. I recently had Aubrey Plaza in my studio to pick up some dialogue for Legion. I told her I was she was great on the old Pistol Shrimps team. She responded, oh, are they still doing that? I sensed some tension there. What's up with that? I'd love to hear your side of the story, unless it's boring or whatever. It pretty much is.
Well, I think the tension is just her natural vibe.
She also hurt herself really badly and probably shouldn't be playing recreational basketball for health reasons at this point.
She left the Shrimps because her boyfriend coached another team and her sister was on it.
Yeah, and blood is thicker than water and mud is quicker than your daughter.
Unless your daughter is faster than Mud Ramirez.
The renowned criminal.
Mark, if you had to do a heist, how would you do it?
Oh, this is a great question, Matt. Yeah. I feel like I would want... You'd have to steal something so common that no one would know it was gone.
Dirt.
Yes. Yeah. So I'd probably rob a quarry.
But how much dirt to make it worth?
Just $10 worth.
Yeah. Hey, I thought of a way to get a gun through a metal detector.
I'm all ears.
I'm not telling.
Why not?
I might need to use it
You
sometime.
Just toss it over the top?
No. Yeah. I mail it to myself... But my address is the other side of the gate.
Would you just put it in a different metal thing that's thicker than the metal?
Because they'll no. This thing's almost foolproof, except it
but
has a major flaw.
But don't say it because.
Well, I may use it in a script sometime, so I don't want to say it.
Yeah, don't say it then.
Yeah. Listeners, just know I could get through one.
Matt, I'm going to give you three options for it, and okay. I think these are probably all just as good as your idea or better.
Okay.
Okay. You make the gun out of a potato.
Okay.
That's number one.
You guessed it.
Oh, so no need to do the rest.
Yeah, 16-16. Mockingbird Lane.
Shrimps had to go ahead and take a timeout. What do you think the property value at 1616 Mockingbird Lane is? I mean, it's a good three blocks from that creepy-ass house.
Right. I think you probably...
Is it a nice neighborhood that's just marred by one house?
I think the real estate value is raised by the Munsters' house.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Especially after they got their own reality show.
Of course, the Munsters, America's first reality show, and everyone knows that, and no one would ever question it.
Whoa, that was a hell of a save there from one of the Drunks. These girls have really gotten their groove back. They're a bunch of Stellas, every last one of them.
People are rolling around on the court tonight. That's how crazy the basketball action is. 92 takes a long
three.
Shot.
Ain't going to happen. Into the arms. Whoa, into my arms we go.
Oh, I thought you were going Matthew Sweet on that.
What's that one?
I can't remember. You sang the other one, and I can't get back to it.
I sang Lemonheads.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know. Are you thinking of Lemonheads?
Maybe.
Evan Dando?
Who?
29 palms. I feel the heat of your desert heart taking me back down the road.
This can't...
Leads back to you.
I feel like I've heard that song.
29 palms. It's about... The place
where Graham Parsons got murdered?
No, that's Joshua Tree.
Overloaded. He overloaded himself.
He did.
Oh, jump ball called by the referee over here. That's Benjamin Zipper. He ages forward.
The curious case of Benjamin Buttface.
But 450 with the ball, sort of over top of the key, shot from Thomas.
Mark,
off
describe
the rim.
how I'm sitting.
You are sitting. Like you've just had an operation on your neck.
No.
And you have to hold your head up.
No, I'm sitting like a cute Campbell's kid. Campbell's soup kid.
I've never wanted beef bouillon more in my life. Well, this
I got
is
a
Pistol
loose
Shrimp
beef
ready.
Sandwich for you if you're
Do you?
If you're asking.
Apparently it's not that good. It's just a broken hamburger from a broken home.
Mm. 48 seconds left on the clock. It's 18-16. At least the Shrimps have their lead back.
Now, Matt.
Yeah?
Last couple of times I've started to... do a thing right for halftime, and then somebody shows up to say hi and bring us a thing.
Oh, that's
And I'm
nice.
Not complaining about that, but I do have this box that showed up in the P.O. box, and I want to open that during halftime.
Okay.
Unless you think somebody's going to come by. Take the temperature of the room.
I'm thinking there's at least one.
There might be somebody
coming.
But
now I'm going to be just, oh, it's time for free throw scripture. Go ahead.
Long ago, Submarine Angie had herself three children, and their names were Dib, Kilby, and the Wizard.
Luke Skywalker has vanished, and Oscar Isaac, who has a Poe, he's in that band Poe.
Well, that's the end of the half.
That was our greatest scriptures ever.
92 is going to take a free throw here now with the time.
Still time. So we gotta... Every elbow in the land was taken and sacrificed for the firstborn son of Izakiah the Bramble Puppy.
No good on the free throw. 18-17 favor of the Pistol Shrimps. We're at halftime, folks.
Jesus the Third, his grandson the Bird.
You want to?
Yeah, what?
Where's that backpack? Go ahead and hand me that. There's got to be a little knife or the blacksmith thing in there. Just open up all the pockets till you find one.
Oh, you're not going to do it?
No.
All right, I'll do it.
He's got one. Steven's got one.
Well,
look at this.
I put one in here.
Well, we can't have everything.
For the Christian Christ.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, see, I got my Olfa touch knife. This is from Yarn in New York. Everything okay over there, Matt?
Yeah.
Things are good?
Hi.
Shrimps Live. Hello, Shrimps. Yeah. It's halftime here.
Halftime Shrimps Live. You got a nice haircut. You've done something jolly with your
Look
hair.
Look at this.
It looks nice.
Yeah. All right, Matt. This is from Yarn.
Yarn?
From right there in New York, New York.
Ooh.
Came from all the way across the country.
So nice. They kept the same name and used it again.
Dear Mark and Matt, huge fan of all your various podcasts, especially Super Ego. I have a Rodney Morelli International Club Registry Certificate from your most recent show to prove it.
Oh, certified.
Herein you will find candy for Mark.
Nice.
Healthy-ish stuff for Matt.
Yes.
And two books, The Comic Book Story of Baseball for me and Black Star Renegades for Matt.
Now, there's no way around it. This is some real Muzz bargaining on my part, since these books are by clients of mine, but I've been wanting to send them to you guys for a long time. Black Star Renegades by Michael Moreci is a big homage to Star Wars that I think Matt will enjoy, and ever since Mark talked about visiting baseball stadiums and being a Red Sox fan, I've been excited to get the baseball book to him by Alex Irvine, Tom Coker, and C.P. Smith, which just came out.
Hope you guys enjoy them half as much as I enjoy me some Shrimps Fieldside Sportings Ball action. Thanks for the hilarious episodes from Jason Yarn.
You could have sent us some yarn.
Yeah, it's you got a family fortune's worth of it.
Thank you, Jason.
Oh,
that's
no.
Very nice.
Okay, that's a little jerky.
Oh, loose
for
beef.
My little jerky.
Sweet chipotle.
Now, why are these for me?
Oh, you got some
I got
kids.
Some Sour Patch Kids. That's nice. Those are normally reserved for Matt.
Did you see that in France? They're called very bad kids?
They should be, because they're not good for you. There's a little brownie brittle, Matt.
What's that?
I don't know what that is.
Wow.
And then I got some of these sweet tooth.
Steven, feel free if you want to get into these.
Let me just go out.
Truly.
Jason, I appreciate you sending this stuff. Oh. I'm not a gummy guy.
Tell my wife I am truly the canyon.
So, Maddie, here's your book.
Yeah.
And here's my book. Look at this. Yeah.
Black Star Renegades by Michael.
I'd go ahead and read this baseball book. Look at this thing. It's a comic book about baseball? Shut my mouth.
There's no pictures in mine.
Well, there's a hell of a lot of pictures in mine. You want to trade?
I
could finally learn something about baseball, and you could learn something about Star Wars, except flip it around.
I do like a book with
what do they call
varied
those?
Leaf. Varied leaf? Or
Jason, follow-up question.
Leafed?
What's what's the edge of this book called? Because it's different widths of paper.
Yeah.
Jason, so nice of you to send something. And if you wanted to send something to us, it's Pistol Shrimps Radio, P.O. Box 41284, L.A., C.A. 90041. We appreciate it.
Now, let me ask you a question. Don't panic.
Okay, Matt.
If this thing shuts down because it doesn't have much battery, will what we recorded be saved?
Why, you want to save it right now? I got fresh batteries in here. You want to swap them out?
What do you think? It's got there's a little, maybe we go till it's zero.
Oh, Christ. I think you save it right now.
Okay. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere. This will be instantaneous for you, but for us, we will have Einsteined about a minute into the future.
And completely panicked about it.
Hi, that took longer than we thought.
I've never felt
older.
I've turned 80.
So much time's gone by that a tree is president.
It's time for a free throw.
Well, that brings you back.
Anthills were born out of Mary's fluff.
Shortest book of the Bible.
The book of fluff.
Just tells you where anthills came from, and that's it. That's the only purpose of the goddamn thing.
Up 450, pops it back up. Well, rebound by the drunks.
Finally, the Pistol Shrimps are down in this end of the basketball court. That didn't take too long, Matt. We got 18:40 on the clock here. So that just took about 30 seconds. Nice job. Have some brownie brittle. You deserved it. You've earned it.
Yeah, that's good.
Is it good? How is it brittle? Did they just let a brownie get old?
They just sat it on the curb for about a week.
Yeah. I'll take a little slice. Let's see what happens. All right. Pistol Shrimps have the ball. Jesse Thomas, flanked by Molly Hockey, will descend into Point Central.
Good thing about coming back from Switzerland is everything's healthy after that.
Oh, is it real unhealthy there in Switzerland? Are they just still
cheese and chocolate and sausage?
And I'm just going to guess right now, a lot of cigarettes going on.
Yeah, that's true.
Culturally, yeah. Points for... That was Jesse Thomas with 2 points. She did a little floating layup there. It's 19. No, what? Yeah, 20.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
17 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
Mm. Oh.
You don't like?
I'm having like a bad convergence of taste and texture. I want a brownie to be soft. I don't want a crispy brownie. It still tastes really good.
Yeah, I like it.
How many you had already?
3 or 4.
And Jebediah, the wonder dolphin, wondered about how it would be that he would use his prosthetic legs to walk the surface of the earth to go to surface cooking supply store and get himself a deep fried sandwich.
And Jezekiah turned out to be a wizard dick and fluffed his way through the clouds to make rain down on people in a after school not so special.
21-19 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. Get ready for basketball, folks, because that's all we're doing from here on out.
I lost the tooth.
I found one.
Great.
I found one in my hope chest.
I was hoping you'd find one.
Well, I lost a chest.
I put a hope in it.
Well, in my heart.
Oh.
Okay.
Does the buzzer seem loud here?
Yeah, it is a loud buzzer.
Yeah.
That might be a California condor. It's such. Oh, I'm thinking a buzzard.
Bowed Luzzer. You ever? Bowed Luzzer stars with Rutger Hauer.
Rutger Becuzzer. Nope.
Rutger Hauer. Rutger who, what, wire.
Omar from The Wire.
P-Mar from... Oh, Maria.
Basucci Maria with a dirty look on her face.
She, and she knows that she's smiling now, but she looked right at the ref like, Daddy, are you going to do something?
She looked at the ref like, honey, it's 2:30 in the morning and you got booze on your breath and lipstick on your collar.
And
she was not happy.
Your lawler. Kip Stick stars this Friday night after Thursday night videos on Tuesday night video.
You gotta feel a little lady to get a little ready tonight. If you wanna lose weight.
if you want to feel thinner.
If you want to be great.
And be have a hungry man winner.
Dinner.
Did we harmonize?
Not intentionally, but I think we did. Folks, if you want to come to a game, you can. Pistol Shrimps Radio does games in a public place. This is...
Next week, Pan Pacific Park.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'll double check that while we're here. Slam Drunks Linbound. Down at the far end of the court where it's hard to tell what's going on because they're so far away and we're really in a corner. Thomas with a shot. Ooh, looked good. Went off the side of the rim. Did not go in, folks. It's 21-19 still.
14-47. Ticking away.
You can't tick away what you won't stick.
Nope. I'm just a tick away, yeah. Good fellas.
That song, that woman is saying rape, murder. I never knew that until I watched what? Oh, Jesus Christ. Rape, she's singing rape, murder.
Murder. Oh,
it's
wow.
Just a shout away, but that's from that back 50 feet from stardom, 20 feet from stardom, however many feet
what
from stardom.
What does just a shot away mean?
It's just a shot away.
Like a gunshot away?
I guess. I don't know. I guess Mick Jagger and Keith Richards were having just a hell of a time living on the streets or something.
Chick Magger. Reith Kitchards.
Have you had your Reith Kitchard this holiday season?
So bad I can't sit down sometimes.
Well, most of the time, as a matter of fact. I didn't know those were the lyrics, and then I just thought, that's an uncommon lyric.
Yeah.
You don't hear that a lot in a song that's on the radio
a lot. You don't hear it enough.
Matt, you're right about next week. The game's on May 22nd. The opponent is the Lucille Ballers. We're at Pan Pacific South. Mark. We might have a special guest that night, Matt.
What's that the day before?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I have no idea. What? The 23rd.
Yeah.
The Wednesday, the 23rd.
What's special about that day, Mark?
It's right in the middle of the week. So if you've been working, you're at the halfway point when you get done with work.
No.
You can feel good about the weekends right around the corner.
I don't think so.
Okay, so... Oh, right. It's May 23rd, so it's 5-2-3. And if you add 5 plus 2 plus 3,
Steven,
you get
what's
10.
What's special about that day?
5-23? Oh, boy.
That's the police code for a double arson.
Isn't it this old guy's annual look at me party?
That's right. It's my annual look at me party.
Oh, well, have a great time.
I hold it every year on my birthday.
Oh, when's that?
I don't know.
And nobody does.
No.
Pistol Shrimps
Who's
have the ball.
Have a, what guest are we going to have next week?
Well, Matt, I was about to tell you until you had to sabotage my announcement with your goddamn birthday
sabotage.
Shit. Sabotage. Oh, Brian Cox is really laying into that sabotage in that trailer for Succession on HBO.
Succession.
You going to watch that? I don't know if I'll watch that. That doesn't look so fun for me to watch. Well, Matt, my mom's going to be in town.
Oh, is she coming to the game?
She might. I don't know. I don't know if she will or if she won't. It
Karen.
seems like she'd want to. She's a fan of the show. She likes to listen to it.
I'm a fan of her.
But I'm sure she loves it when
we'll
I'm
get her on
a
the mic.
Filthy potty mouth. I don't think she'd like that very much.
Well,
but if she wants to, she can.
Yeah.
Mom, it's an open invitation. You want to call some of the game, you can do it.
Yeah.
The fans would love it.
Yeah.
I bet the people who listen to this show would like to hear my mom try to call a basketball game.
I'd love it. We should get both our moms on the show.
What's your mom doing next week?
Well, she should be planning for my birthday. It's the night before.
Yeah, so, well, shouldn't she be done by then? I mean, she's known about it all year.
No, we treat it like Christmas where there's, like, presents appear. Like, she's got to be up
all night. Oh, she does a whole thing. What are some of the things that she has to do for your birthday?
Build a house.
Okay.
Free Nelson Mandela.
Yeah. Well, if that's already been...
It was
free him from death?
It was a great birthday.
Well, Jesse Thomas with an acrobatic save. The ball did not go out of bounds. She saved it. She flipped it to Walla, who scored.
Nelson Mandela.
23-21.
Nelson Mandela.
The best part is Maria's trying not to laugh at that. I saw her shoulders shaking a little bit there. Up 450 with the ball. 23-21, about 11 minutes left in the game here. Pass over to Lund. Lund passes to Stetton. Stetton has the ball sort of stolen from her.
These drunks are getting fierce.
They sure are. Vup 450's got the ball.
I'm shopping around for a new phone provider, and every time I go to Verizon, I think of Vup 450.
You ever thought, You ever thought of Lumpkin phones? You ever thought of that?
Lumpkin phones?
That's a private guy. I know a couple of phone providers if you want me to let you know some
private guys, yeah.
Well, the private guys is a different phone company. You don't want to go with them. They're garbage. Okay. Because you can only call unlisted numbers.
What about Five Guys?
Five Guys? They do a good burger, but they don't do a great phone.
Loose Beef Burger?
Loose Beef Burger. I don't know if they have phones, but you know who?
A tight meat burger.
You know who does?
Who?
Raspberry Beret Telephones.
She wore a Raspberry Beret.
Everyone can hear you. There's no doubt about
it. In a secondhand store.
Nobody can't hear you here on Pistol Shrimps Radio. We got a block shot from Hanma Boogie there. Nice block and
she
up 450.
She also wore a strawberry chapeau. The kind you find in a five and dime store.
Bub 450 gets it to drop. 25-21. The crowd goes crazy for the effort and she's going to shoot some free throws. Oh. Hey, Scripture Dick, go ahead and unwield it.
And a deck of cards dealt itself because the devil was in to pick up sticks.
Madeline the Cookie Kid was shaped like a seashell and loosely French.
And then a fish boy got legs and said, I'm Evolution Larry. And what have you been talking about? This shit ain't for real.
26-21 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. Tight game here tonight at Lake Street Gym.
She wore an elderberry cowboy hat. The kind you find in a store where you have to pay a VAT, which is a value-added tax. And that's a legitimate lyric.
What's a value-added tax, though? She did it again.
Oh.
Vop 450 drives, is fouled, and will shoot another free throw. She's heating up here, Matt.
And Bilbo the light bulb boy lit up and had an idea. Nobody knew if it was chicken or the egg, cart or the horse, because the idea lit the bulb and the bulb lit the idea, and a baby spaghetti was born.
Bilbo walked down to the headless cartridge vendor, where he showed himself four forms of identification, including a passport, a driver's license, a social security card, and his grocery store discount scanner.
She wore a Marion Berry beret.
Nope.
The kind you buy at a fancy soiree.
28-21, Pistol Shrimps lead. About 8 minutes left here in the game. We got a tight one. We got a defense chant coming from the Pistol Shrimps fans.
Yeah. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bop. Ba-dum, ba-dum. She wore a John Barry ball cap. The kind you find at
Buck 450 with a long
bartender's
shot.
Bartender's tap.
She couldn't get it to go into the basket, so it doesn't count. And that's how basketball works.
Basketball works because of your donation dollars
to public broadcasting and the National Foundation for Limp Men. Guys, look, you can write into the show. It would help me a lot because of my brain's running out of sauce.
Hey, remember that couple where the lady sleeps during this? Let's say something to her.
You want me to find out who that is, or you want to just
they'll figure it out. She's sleeping, so let's put some subliminal thoughts in her head.
Okay. You got it. Hey, tomorrow for breakfast, why don't you serve up some dinner?
You're sleeping, but you're paralyzed in darkness, and you're wearing a wet, cold ramen blanket.
Hey, there's a feel-good movie on tonight, but I don't want you to watch it. I just want you to watch C-SPAN's coverage of the Financial Brigade.
Relax and sleep, because Robert Plant's 29 Palms is on an infinite poop.
Free throws here.
Oh.
Good. Moneyball, starring Brad Pitt. Who else is in that? Jonah Hill.
Garage Sack Stevie came down from Mount Succubuts and delivered a Uber Eats meal to Tanya, the hungry spenny thrifter.
30-24 in favor of the Pistol Shrimp. 6:06 on the Swatch Watch. No time to chill. Got a date. Can't be late. Hey, the girl's going to do me. What's up, my boogies? Just want to say that grit and determination of the Shrimps motivated my own rec league team to a league championship this season. Thanks for the inspiration. That's Nick from Spencer, Massachusetts. Thanks,
or
Nick.
Spencer from Nick, Massachusetts.
Matt, I'd need you to do something here.
All right.
Since you love a birthday so much, this is Sarah Franks Allen writing. I hope you could do a birthday shout out to my wonderful husband, Andrew. His birthday was actually on the 11th, but I decided to wait until Matt was back, since he's more likely to remember the Photoshop piece of a weird mall kid that Andrew made and posted to his Facebook years back. Weird mall kid? I think I remember that. Anyway, Andrew was first in our family to start listening to Pistol Shrimps Radio, and he soon got me into it, too. It's been a great source of joy for us and a pretty reliable way to get a smile out of either of us on a rough day. We'd be thrilled with anything from a basic happy birthday to a few words from Kubitch to a Cloris Leachman song, brief discussion of 1980s toys and cartoons, anything you'd want to do to celebrate and brighten my husband's day.
Melon Cloris Leachman Bakken Doogie Gakandango Patch. And G.I. Joe's. And happy boot dooch, because of my wife and I'm a boot dooch on the 11th too.
Kubitch.
Yeah.
I don't know how to tell you this.
What?
There's a warrant out for your arrest.
I know.
Oh.
Me pulled out on myself.
You did?
Yup.
Oh, I thought you were in trouble. You had me so worried.
I like to scavenger hunt on myself.
You like to...
You seen Evil Genius on Netflix?
I've not seen Evil Genius on Netflix, no. What happens in it?
I deliver a pizza and get a neck bomb on myself.
Okay, that doesn't sound like a great thing to do, but so you're not in trouble?
Define true, bitch.
Oh, the law wants to talk to you about something you might have done.
Who the law?
The law is sort of the police, law enforcement. You're not aware of the concept of law?
No, give me a name.
Give you a name?
Yes.
Of what? Of a law?
No, of us.
It's against the law to murder
animal,
someone.
Animal, vegetable, and minstrel.
None of those. It's not an animal, vegetable,
are
or
you George Clooky?
No, we're not playing.
Ding, 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 ding. I wins.
Okay, Kubitch. Have you done something wrong? That's all I want to know.
Yeah. Happy boot, dooch, Andres.
Happy birthday, Andrew. We hope you enjoy the show and keep enjoying the show. We got a pass over to Stetton, who shoots off the front rim. No good. Rebound by the Slam Drunks. 30-24, 5:05 on the clock. This game's going by in a flash, Maddie.
That's right. I'm glad we changed batteries, because this is a real razor blade.
Did you hit record on it, though? That's what I wanted.
No, I didn't need to.
I can't even look at that thing.
Self-recording.
Oh,
one day they'll be able to go back in time and just pull everything out of thin air, don't you think?
They already are. It's the cloud, isn't it?
No, but I mean, like, even pre-cloud.
Oh, you'll be able to pull sort of like...
Just stuff information
from the 70s.
Yeah, like quantum information. You just think, pull it out.
Conversations that some businessman had in 1972 about how they were.
Yeah, everything is everything.
Thanks, Lauryn Hill.
I'm a Fuji.
Okay, we've got basketball now. The gravity in here changed, so my vocal cords are different.
She wore a Glengarry Glen Ross. Jack Lemmon and Alec Baldwin.
Will you go to lunch on Pistol Shrimps Radio? 30-24 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. The scoring has sort of died down here a little. A little defensive battle here late in the game.
Yeah,
Thomas with the ball.
30-24. Mark, I think it's time you did a little basketball commentary and get back in the game here.
Thomas has the ball. She's dribbling. She'll pass over to Vup450, who glides down the court. She's dribbling the ball with her right hand. She'll move to her left. She loses control. She'll drive to the basket. Her shot is blocked.
Flanked by drunks. Sounds like a regular Friday night for me.
I've been drinking Boilermakers down at 22 Celsius.
And I've been baking Moiler Drinkers down at 44 Fahrenheit. 51.
Thomas will spin with the ball. She'll drive to the bucket. She'll put up a shot. It does not even come close to going in, because Slam Drunks were everywhere on that one.
That's right. This is still anybody's game. The Shrimps are looking good. And the pop up on the Drunks, but it don't go in.
So it looks like the Drunks will inbound pass here. I stand corrected, Matt. We've got a free throw here from the old Slam Drunks.
And Bible the Jesus said, scripture for all, and charged them only $2.99 per letter, and every fifth God was free.
Gage, the kid who was named after an instrument from an airplane, had himself an altitude sickness bout that left him in bed for 48 hours and then another 48 hours. And Nolte, the handmaiden, came down and gave him a gruff-voiced talking to that went a little something like like this.
They watched as Jesus walked on the wine and turned water to fish and fish to bread, and a bunch of people said, "What the fuck? Get it straight. We're trying to eat here. This is my wife's wedding and my daughter's bedding."
Drive to the lane. For the third time tonight, Vup 450 has driven to the basket. She's put one up. It's gone in, and she's going to shoot a free throw.
Every child is sanctionless as we give no child food, wheat, corn, sacks, or gravy. For tonight's weapon of choice is a baby cake.
Free throw is made by, what's the B on the scoreboard? There's a B. The letter B is right under
ball,
the 33.
Possession ball.
Is that what that is?
No.
It might
can't
be.
Can't be.
33-24 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. Minute 40 left on the clock.
Ooh,
Molly Hockey taking some punishment down there. Referee stops the game to say, jump ball, everyone. So it looks like the Pistol Shrimps are going to inbound here. Nope, I'm wrong about that. That was the Slam Drunks. Very long shot from number 5. Doesn't go in, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. Pistol Shrimps ball, 1:17 on the clock. We got a barn burner here. Well, maybe not. They're up by 9, so it did take a lot for the Shrimps to lose this game. They really need to mess this up pretty badly here. Vup 450 will pass. Matt will check his phone for about a goddamn 45-minute period and not say a goddamn thing. Probably doing some sort of live video business. Pass inside to 5. 5's fouled for some godforsaken reason by Tally Levy Crouch. Oh, this is what we're doing, is it? What? I gotta look up what year this is. Uh-huh. Crazy situation. Oh, yeah, I know this song. It's fine.
Stop it. You're ruining this.
No, I'm contributing to it. Seconds left in the game. Stanton shoots. 16.4 on the clock. Molly Hockey's shooting free throws here, so everybody shut your goddamn
Molly
mouth.
Molly Hockey's shooting free throws down at Scully Bubby's Boulder's Ulch.
15-year-old referee doing foul calls down at Hellman's Man's.
And the Devil's assistant, Labo.
Hockey's good with the free throw, 34-24. And Belazabas, the walrus tamer, had himself a small stool with 3 legs on it, which he would sit on and milk the walrus man.
And all the legs of the stools were made of his own subjects' tusks, and he lamented their losses, but rejoiced for he could sit for a spell and taught a man to fish. He ate for life, and he taught a man to wish, and he sat there thinking about his wife.
And your winner tonight... the
Pistol Shrimps Radio! That's right. 35-24 final score. 0 seconds left on the clock. What a game. Mark, I'm back. Let's talk basketball.
Where have you been, Matt? I've needed you this whole time.
That's nice to hear.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Big win for the Pistol Shrimps. They're 5-1, 6-1 on the season.
Also, wig bin for the Pistol Shrimps. Next week, come on down and donate a wig in the wig bin.
And if you need a wig, you can take one out of there. Just make sure it doesn't have any lice or detritus in it.
They're giving away things for locks of hate.
They got curlies. They got long ones. Then we got Maria Blasucci, the team captain. Maria!
Captain, I got a question for you, Captain. At one point, you went down on your butt, and you gave a look to the referee like, Daddy, are you going to do something about this?
What happened in that moment, Maria? Yeah. And then we'll talk about the bigger picture about the game.
Well, Mark...
Me too. I'm here too.
Oh, hey, Matt.
Hey.
You know, I went down for a minute, and it was an interesting time for me. You know, I was out there playing, and a girl out there bumped into me. I fell to my bottom.
Uh-huh.
And I looked up, see if anyone would do anything about it, and they didn't. You know, at the end of the day, it's the game. It's not, you know, this isn't Ring Around the Rosie. This isn't hopscotch. It's basketball.
Right, right.
Now, Maria...
I just have to ask, big win for the Pistol Shrimps. You're on a hot streak here. There's Wait, five then. Wins here on the season, or is it six wins on the season? Do you know how many games you've won this season? Just answer that question. How many games have you won this season? You're the team captain, the representative, the leader of the team. So tell me about that.
Absolutely, Mark. Okay, you know, we've won more games than we've lost. You know, we came out here this season and we've been putting the ball in the basket. We've been dribbling across the floor.
You've been falling on your butt a little bit.
Bottom, Matt.
Sorry.
All right. Thanks so much.
Wow, she really cut you off there, Matt.
I told Maria that it was when she fell, it was really difficult to see someone so strong be so vulnerable.
I would say that's an accurate description, and maybe you should be doing this instead of me, Amanda. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Great effort out there, Amanda. How do you feel about the game tonight?
It's a lot of fun, you know. Yeah, I mean, we won, so
what do you think? What do you think of that brownie brittle sent to us by Jason Yarn?
This is good, and it seems to me that I'm the executive chef.
It does.
The woman.
That's like a Paula Deen version of you.
The woman's photo on the back of this bag, Sheila S., looks kind of like me.
But Amanda, you don't have a problem with the taste of what's normally a very smooth brownie texture, but it's like a potato chip consistency. It's a very strange sensation for the mouth.
Is this healthy? Because it better be.
Of course it's not healthy. It's called brownie brittle.
We got some other takers for some of this delicious food. We got Hama Boogie and Malty Hockey and Randall Tex Cobb stepping up to get some foods.
Thanks for the gummies.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, go nuts. Have as many of those as you want.
And I'm the coach now.
I don't know what these looks like.
Biz, you got a new coach.
Like a sperm cast. Sperm cast.
Yeah, you got to get yourself on listen to some sperm cast with Molly Hockey.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Can you get Patrick? Have some food. Enjoy.
Yeah, it's a real buffet table of delights over here. Just don't take my baseball book. I'm going to read that later on.
Oh, yeah. That's Stephen got that for Amanda as a birthday gift. That's funny. Speaking of birthdays.
When's my birthday?
November 15th.
Oh, you're good, pal.
Yeah.
You're real good.
That's because I care as a friend.
Yeah, I know that. And I care about your birthday, which is sometime in the year.
Jesus Christ. Well, I guess that's all the time we got for this Pistol Shrimps Radios.
So that's going to be it for tonight. Next week, we'll be back, and then it's Washington, D.C. time.
That's right. I'm getting real excited about that. What Mark and I are going to do is we're going to drive to the airport and then get on a plane, right?
And
before that, we will have packed clothes.
Yeah, I'm going to pack some clothes. How do you think we should dress for this thing? Business casual or casual regular?
I'd say.
Can I just wear my mustache?
Let's do business nude.
And just my mustache that I'm going to wear.
Yeah.
Mustache optional.
Right.
That's a dress code. Got it. So then we pack those clothes.
Mm-hmm.
We'd bring our suitcases down the old airport.
Yeah.
Hop on an old gray bird.
Yeah.
Take her all the way across the old country.
Yeah.
Say hello to all the flyover states.
And then we hit all the spots where Kevin Spacey filmed House of Cards.
After that, we'll probably just learn all we can about politics and do a politics podcast.
I'm so into that because I'm so into politics, especially political history. I've been wanting to go to D.C. for a long time, but Amanda's like, let's get out of the country.
Yeah, well, you technically are out of the country in D.C. It's not a state.
Right. It's a district.
Yeah, of Colombia.
The country.
Correct. Escobar.
Cali.
Watch Narcos on Netflix.
That's right. Cartels.
Yeah, a cartel or car. Don't kiss in cartel, though.
That's right. Jesse, that was a hell of a game tonight. How do you feel?
Really good.
You did sort of an acrobatic tumble out of bounds, keeping the ball inbounds,
and
Ingrid scored. Amazing. Every week you got a highlight going on, Jesse. They should be broadcasting these games internationally.
When are you guys going to get a live video cam?
I think
tomorrow.
There's logistic problems, but yeah, we're going to get it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Imagine if you guys hired three really professional camera guys and, like, we did graphics underneath and everything.
I would love to do that. We should.
Does anybody out there want to volunteer for that shit?
There's got to be some sort of upstart.
Anybody rich out there listening, we need three camera guys, and we need an editor that can do instant editing for the live feed.
Look, are you listening, Warren Buffett?
You got ESPN, you got Fox Sports, you got NBC Sports. There's all these sports networks. There's got to be some young upstart sports network that's like, bring it on. We need content. Let's
take the 2 a.m. shift.
Yeah, let's put Shrimps on at 2 a.m.
No kidding. Let's put their games and us talking on ESPN like 8. Don't they have like 20 channels?
You gotta get better views than some teams out there.
I would think so.
All right, listeners, it's time to tag us and ESPN and get this happening.
Yes.
Yeah, we want Pistol Shrimps games on ESPN.
Yeah.
How about it?
You need to have an actual hashtag to use. You just said hashtag.
Oh, any hashtag will do.
Any old hashtag's fine.
MAGA.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
You guys had a great game, too.
Thank you.
Jesse Thomas, everybody, number 99.
Maria.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Maria,
one more word. Yeah, since you used to come over and write a lot with Amanda, and since you haven't been, it's like our kid went to college. It feels empty. The house, we're empty nesters.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. You know, it's like being traded. You know, when you go
this is a tender, real human moment I'm trying to have with you. Why are you talking like a sports person?
Like I was saying, Matt, in the game...
Have some
in the game.
Which game? Are you talking about basketball or are you talking about the game of life?
Get in there, you guys. Enjoy some of that.
I don't know, Mark.
Oh, we've cracked her. She's broken.
I think what I'm trying to say is out on the court.
Okay, she's back.
Yeah. Not exactly.
Here's the thing. Okay.
Oh no, she's folding in on herself. Oh no, we've broken her.
I dribbled.
Oh, no.
I dribbled.
Do you have a heart?
Help.
We've stumbled into an episode of Westworld here on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Help.
Oh, no.
Help.
Oh, no, she's broken. Reboot her.
But as I was saying.
Oh, God, she's back.
Out on the court. It doesn't matter if you're there or you're not there. Your heart's always there.
No, it does matter.
Is this brownie brittle?
Go ahead and knock yourself out with a little brownie brittle.
All right.
It's mass hysteria here over at the scorer's table, the broadcast table, at the courtside stenographer artist table, at the treat table. There's a whole lot of tables over here. Periodic table, water table.
Table of elements.
Table of contents.
Tabula rasa.
Warren Z. Tableman, Esquire.
Tables of London.
So it's time.
Mark. It's time for us to say goodbye. Now, many of you don't know this, but Mark and I literally do not speak off mic.
No, this is the only time we have to communicate to each other.
We're in a huge feud, have been since before we met.
If we are unfortunately required to travel together, like for this trip to Washington, D.C., we will be staying in separate hotels. And in luckily, Washington, D.C. is so close to all these other states that we can stay in separate states.
But I hate Mark so much that I'm staying in Denver.
And I'm going to stay right in the heart of Washington, D.C. just to show Matt what's up.
Yeah. But I'm going to Denver to run for office to be a senator so that I can live there to kick you out.
Right. And what I'm going to do while I'm in Washington, D.C. is just talk to the brownie brittle lobby about raising some money up, try to run somebody against you, and I'm going to get a chair elected. I'm going to get
a chair elected?
No, I'm talking about a lazy boy recliner is going to run against you and win because they'll have more money. They're going to have more finance money. What do you think of that?
I'd vote for a lazy boy. I already did. Donald Trump. Now we're talking sharp, biting political commentary.
We're ready for you, Washington, D.C.
Here we come. Elect us your joke guys. Postscript. We're driving home. Just listening to some 29 Palms by Robert Plant. Oh, yeah. It comes kind of hard.
Matt made me put this on. I'm just being nice.
Marty, what do you think of this song?
I like it.
See, there it is. The votes are all in. 3 thumbs all the way up.
This is American Idol.
Mac Orley's music tastes, he prefers the later, lesser, and lamer efforts of great musicians. Oh, 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 oh. 29 parms. Sounds like he says parms.
Yeah. Yeah, he's him and Joey Chestnut down at Coney Island in a chicken eating contest.
Tune in next week for Roger Daltrey's Days of Light. All right, we're live back in the car. I'm playing Roger Daltrey's Days of Light. Now, this is a classic tune from when Daltrey was he was in his heyday in the 1990s. I think everyone can agree that The Who was just a warm-up. Oh, listen to this. You know what? I need to do like a KCRW guest DJ spot where I curate the lesser, later, lamer works of great artists. Because I could pull out The Fire Inside by Bob Seger. Do you know that one, too?
I think I know that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Look, I'm a David Lee Roth Skyscraper guy.
Hey, man.
You want to throw that on? I got the whole record on.
You bet, buddy. You got a friend in me. And there's another one.
Randy Newman, yeah. He left the Cars to go ahead and write all the songs from Toy Story. And then ironically, the songs from Cars.
Yeah, that's right.
Wasn't he in the Cars?
I bet.
Well, this song
also, that... I keep holding it up to the speaker and it's the air conditioner.
Also, this is a steamy pile of donkey shit.
Everybody got to get in the same place. Everybody's working. Got to keep on working for those days of our life.
Oh, no.
So we're back in my house where I normally get this thing edited and popped up in a matter of a few minutes, but thought we'd just take one last little moment to hear a little bit of Bob Seger and the Not Silver Bullet Band. It's from 1991. Mark, what do you think of this guy? He left a band because he's not with the Silver Bullet Band, and he's with Joe Walsh, Bruce Hornsby, Roy Bittan, Steve Lukather, Don Was, Patti Smyth. Come on, look at
that's
this.
That's the Gold Bullet Band.
It really is.
The upgraded.
Yeah, it's a super okay group. Anyway, you got to check out this hook, and you know a Bruce Hornsby piano like anywhere you go. I also got a Lindsey Buckingham one that'll make your toes curl, but I'll bring that around some other time.
You'll probably bring it right after this.
No, I won't. I gotta save something for next time. Here we go. Sure. It's the 1812 Overture. All right, we gotta go.